Tuning in to Dr. Gina's radio chat. I'm so glad that you guys are with me today. Oh my goodness, what a day. Today is moving day. Yes, a lot has been done. I was just telling producer Doug, I can't even believe that I was able to do a live show, but look at what God has done. I'm telling you, supernatural strength and perseverance. Here I am spending my Wednesday with you as always, and you know this is my favorite time of the week. Every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Dr. Gina's radio chat. So glad to be with you. So listen, I want to tell you about the weather because we just got teams today. Today is team day. We got Jeffrey Hill. He's going to be giving us Financial Five. And then DJ Spivey is going to give us gospel house mix. And I love his stuff. I love it all. So I'm excited about that. So we're just going to keep it in the family today. Not that all of my guests are not family, but it's going to be in-house family today. And so I'm glad that you're going to get all the tips you need and all the inspiration and get your praise on with all of us today. All right, let's go into the weather. Wednesday today, it is in Washington, D.C., 79 degrees, and today is going to be high 88. Wow. Yes, all sunny, partly cloudy, but sunny still. And in Detroit, you're raining, right? Drizzling right now, 72 degrees. Your high is 79 degrees. Jacksonville, Florida, you're 75 degrees, and your high is going to be 82 degrees. London, you are 52 degrees. Showers going on right now, all the way until 8:19 p.m. Your time. And then you're going to wake up to 37 degrees. 54 is going to be your high. Let's see, Los Angeles, 57 degrees right now. Your high is going to be 81. All sunshine, of course. Of course you have sunshine. South Australia, 59 degrees. That's your high right now. You're waking up to 50 degrees. You got clear skies, South Australia. 81 is going to be your high tomorrow. Kenya, 95 degrees. That's your high right now. You got showers coming this evening around 7 p.m., ending around 11 p.m. You're waking up to 73 degrees. Your high tomorrow is going to be 95 degrees. Hawaii, 54 degrees is your high right now. 54 degrees is where you are now. Your high is going to be 68 degrees. You got showers coming as well, 12 p.m. all the way to this evening. Be on the lookout. It's going to end at 11 p.m. tonight. You're going to wake up to 52 degrees, and your high is going to be tomorrow, 66. All right. Puerto Rico, 72 degrees. That's where you are right now. Your high is going to be 73 with showers, 12 p.m. until 3 p.m. And then you got clouds. You're waking up tomorrow to 63 degrees. Your high is going to be 77 with thunderstorms all week long. So be prepared for that. Portugal. All right. 61 degrees is where you are now. That's your high. You got showers coming as well, 10 p.m. into the wee hours of the morning, all the way until tomorrow, actually. You got showers. 41 degrees is going to be your wake up, and then your high tomorrow is going to be 48, but you got showers. You catch a break on Friday. Your high to Friday is going to be 52 degrees. If I didn't say your nation, if I didn't say your nation, continent, or your city, or your state, guess what? No matter what's going on, God is still in control. He knows everything about you. He's doing so much for you, and he's got even more that he's going to do through you. Glory to God. God bless you guys. I want you to know that he loves you, and guess what? Because he loves you, I love you too. We love you right here on Dr. Gina's radio chat. All right, and I wanted to tell you, you can go, hey, Google, play Gina's radio chat, right? And then it'll bring you in. You can say, hey, Alexa, play BBS Radio, station number one, and it'll bring you right in. Also, you can download the app. Always take us with you. All you need is a cord. I can't never remember the name of the cord. Anyway, you can take a cord. Doug, what's the name of that cord? You can take that cord. Why I can't think of it? Not an AC cord. Oh my gosh. Anyway, there's a cord, and you know, I'm not tech savvy, so I don't remember the name of the cord. My son always does all that stuff. But anyway, there's a cord for your phone that goes into your car, and all you have to do is plug it in and take us with you. And you can listen to us on your laptop. You can listen to us to your desktop. You can listen to us on your your iPad, your notepad, and your iPhone or your Android. You can take us anywhere, whatever kind of phone you got. Take BBS Radio with you. Download the app today. All right, you guys, I'm loving you right now. We're going to take a sponsorship break, and then we'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm so excited to share with you my third published book, In the Weight of Every Loss. In the Weight of Every Loss, I share revelation God gave me concerning the scripture, Hebrews 12 and 1, stripping off every unnecessary weight and the sin which so easily and cleverly entangles us. In the Weight of Every Loss, I'm being completely transparent about my own struggles I endured in my personal walk. Serving in a leadership role as an ordained apostle, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ is not always easy. So if you are called into leadership or are actively in a leadership role right now, In the Weight of Every Loss will expose the real work of the enemy. You will be encouraged to regain your strength again and return back to the will of God. In the Weight of Every Loss is for those in leadership struggling to maintain strength. It is for those who truly want to walk in truth and for those who are no longer willing to live in a lie anymore. Get In the Weight of Every Loss.
All right, get in the weight of every loss, you guys. I can't tell you enough. They're flying off the shelves on Amazon and Kindle, you guys. I'm so excited about In the Weight of Every Loss. Hebrews 12 and 1 put off all of the weight that so easily beset you and finish your race. I'm paraphrasing, but go ahead and read that scripture, and this book is going to inspire you and it's going to bless you so good, y'all. I'm telling you, transparency is what's popping in the Weight of Every Loss, because I'm talking about the downfalls in ministry and leadership. So go ahead and get your copy again on Kindle and Amazon. All right, you guys, let's get right into ministerial moments, shall we? I say we shall. I'm sharing the scene with you guys on Dr. Gina's radio chat with Dr. Gina's radio chat on Instagram. All right, you guys, as you know, today, I don't know if you know, but today is moving day for me. And I mean, listen, I'm just so thankful that God gave me the strength. I moved this morning my stuff so it could be shipped. I moved and, you know, I did all of that. And here I am, because I love Dr. Gina's radio chat. I could not do a repeat. I had to come live. So here I am. And I wanted to share with you, ministerial moment, because you know what? This is what dedication looks like. This is what love looks like. Sacrificial love. I'm telling you. I love you guys so much for rocking with me. You guys always have. And we're in 6 years now going into with Dr. Gina's radio chat on bbsradio.com. Listen, this is what I want to share in ministerial moment. So excuse the mess. I'm got my sweatshirt on and my hat pulled down because I ain't got the look right, but I'm looking right for what I'm doing. But anyway, I wanted to share with you about what ministerial moment is about today. I'm talking about it on Clubhouse, so I want you guys to join me and go ahead and follow me, please, on Clubhouse. I am Gina R. Prince. I want you to follow me. I have a room called The Devil Wants to Steal Your Sound. That's what we're talking about. The devil wants to steal your sound. So I wanted to kind of get that revved up and get that flowing, because I got a lot of stuff to do today, and I want to stay in the vein of that, bringing you ministerial moment. The devil wants to steal your sound. This is what happens when the enemy knows that you are anointed. I can bring biblical to you. The anointing came, which was Jesus Christ, and he was in it, and they tried to silence him many times. Peter was anointed. He had a sound, a way of preaching the gospel, and they tried to silence him too. They actually told him and Jesus, what they told Jesus. They were trying to figure out a way how they would, could stop him, how they could kill him, how they could, you know, put him in bondage. Also with Peter and them, they tried to figure out when they were going to kill him, how they was going to kill him, and things like that to silence him. They tried to, you know, conjure up different stories that would water down the truth. With Paul, it was the same thing. This is what the devil wants to do, to kill your sound. He wants to steal your sound. He don't want your voice to resonate in the earth. This is coming from in today's churches. I've seen a lot of people bullying folks because they don't sound like them, or they don't, you know, they don't deliver the message like them. They don't, you know, they're not clicked up right like them. Now, see, I know this for a fact because I'm very different, you know, and I embrace the peculiar. God said we are peculiar people. I embrace it. I love it. I don't have a problem with it. I'm free with it. I'm comfortable with it. And I'm going to always be like that. God has me ministering in the entertainment industry. It works for me and God, and it's going to have to work for everybody else because we're seeing production. You know, there's fruit behind it. And so I'm very thankful for the position that God has given me. So if you are in ministry and you have a sound, or you don't know what your sound is, allow God to develop you. Allow him, stay in his space. Allow him to groom you, build your character so you can have confidence, because they will come. The enemy will come to try to shut you down. The devil will try to silence you because he knows that there's a uniqueness. See, when you're unique, that means that there's a super confidence in what you're doing for the kingdom of God. I mean, I'm not talking about no spooky, weird stuff. I'm talking about try the spirit by the spirit. But if you have a sound, and there's a sound, everybody has a sound. I love it because Jesus called James and John thunder. You know, and I love that because of the way their character was, that, you know, their character was, they had a different delivery. And he said, you know what, I'm gonna call y'all thunder. See, people, the religious folks can't get with that. They don't understand that if you have a relationship with God, he already knows what your sound is. He put it inside of you. He knows what your voice is. He knows the demand that you're gonna carry in the atmosphere. He knows the boldness that you have to carry to go and, you know, take over territories and things like that. To preach the gospel, you have to have confidence in knowing who you are and knowing your sound. You know, I'm not gonna ever sound like T.D. Jakes. I don't try to practice what I sound. You know what I sound like? The Holy Ghost. You know, I don't practice sounding like anyone. I don't get in front of the mirror. I don't sit up there and preach a sermon and try to, you know, perfect a sound and try to resonate a sound that's already in existence. I don't try to sound like anybody else. I don't try to look like anybody else. I don't try to click up with nobody else. If God ain't put us together, I don't even look for relationships. I used to. That was part of my downfall. When I tried to, you know, think that I should sound like this apostle or this apostle or, you know, that apostle. And sometimes you just naturally pick up the mandate. You pick up that mantle and you end up sounding like that. But how about when God tells you, when he removes you out of that environment, that he wants to give you your own sound? Because, you know, a lot of times we think and assume that we're supposed to sound like someone else. We'll start acting like someone else. And if we keep tapping into the way they act, we might pick up some character traits that don't belong to us. So I truly, truly, truly want to encourage you to really ask God, what is my sound? You know, train me in my sound. Train me, yes, unapologetic, exactly. Train me in my sound. You know, because you want to make a difference. You want to, wherever you go, you know, if somebody done already been there with that sound, then what's the point of you going there with the same sound? Embrace your sound. Let God give you your sound. Embrace it. You know, if it's quiet, that's okay. Let the Holy Ghost use you in quiet. You know, Father talks to us in a whisper. It's quiet. You know, it's soft. You know, if he talks to you like me, I'm loud. I'm really, really kind of hood with mine. You know? So, I mean, that's just the sound that I have, because I have to be equipped with where I'm going. If I'm dealing with a lot of hip hop artists, or if I'm dealing with, you know, people in the streets, you know, I came from 20 years of smoking crack. There's a sound that I have that's going to resonate in those environments. I carry a light and I carry a sound. So there, you know, if now, let me tell you something else. Let me tell you something, because I want to get this straight too. It's not always that sound is only for the streets or something comfortable. I have been used with my sound in corporate America as well. I have been used with my sound to resonate God's truth in environments that I thought I would never be in. So I just want to make that clear. But only until I got comfortable with my sound and I wasn't trying to water down my sound because of insecurities or trying to sound like somebody else. So I just want you to be encouraged about your sound. Know that God has chosen you. He knows everything about you. And let me tell you something. It's okay to have some of your spiritual upbringing, the mantle and all of that. I mean, that's like in your spiritual DNA. But when you start really trying to perfect somebody else's sound, that means that you're idolizing that person more than you want to actually get in touch and connect with God so you can know who you are, your true identity. And it's not a look, it's what comes out from inside out of you. It's a sound, it's a way of being. It's your swag, it's your demeanor, it's your posture. All of this stuff is a sound. It's a sound, and I want you guys to be comfortable with that. Oh God, I wish I had some time to really talk about the clicks and all of that keeps us from our sound. You know, it's a lot of bullies in the body of Christ, and they try to bully people because they're intimidated by the anointing of God. And, you know, so many people say, well, you would think that we would be on one accord, but it's sad to say that even though the Pharisees and the Sadducees came and they believed in the Old Testament, and then Jesus came, he was the promise that manifested, they didn't recognize it. They could not seem to get in touch with it. They couldn't understand this the way God was doing it, the way he was presenting his sound, his look, his posture, riding on a donkey, walking around in the fields, hanging out with the prostitutes and the drunkards, the sound of breaking bondage, of, you know, healing folks. They couldn't get with that. And so I'm telling you to be effective. And I mean this with all of my heart, mind, and soul, to be effective in the kingdom. You are going to have to be bold in your sound. You're going to have to be bold in your posture. You're going to have to be bold in what God created you to be in the original intent. He already predestined you in your mother's, before you was in your mother's womb. And it's something that you just can't run from. I tried. I had very insecurities about, you know, how I came across to the audience, and, you know, what did, was it okay? And, you know, did it make sense? And, you know, did you understand what I was saying? Because, you know, growing up, I was called dumb and stupid. So now that even with degrees and all of that, it didn't mean that I was maturing in the character and the sound that God wanted me to have. And so I had to let go of what people thought. I had to die of people pleasing. I had to die of worrying about being rejected. And as soon as I did that, I was able to embrace my sound. So I'm telling you, the sound is just not going to go away, because it was what I was predestined to have. And even though I struggled with that thing, and even though I worried about what people thought, it still wouldn't let go of me. Because why? This is the sound of the Holy Ghost coming out of Dr. Gina R. Prince. I can't take it. I can't throw it away. I can't get rid of it. It's what the sound that the Holy Spirit has been designated to sound like coming through me. And so I might do quirky things, and I might say quirky things, and I might get a little hood sometimes, and I might get a little proper sometimes, and I might be loud sometimes, and I might be soft sometimes, but whatever move by the Holy Spirit, I'm going to move by the Holy Spirit. And whatever the Holy Spirit feels like doing through me, come on somebody, I'm going to do what the Holy Ghost leads me to do. And I'm going to sound like the Holy Ghost wants me to sound like. So I want you to be encouraged. The devil wants to steal your sound, especially in these days. If he can steal your sound, he can steal your light. He wants to dim your light. He wants to quiet us. He wants us to sit down and shut up. He wants us to not move when God tells us to move. And see, this is the place that the body of Christ needs deliverance from, because too many people are comfortable clicking up and being like Mike. Everybody want to be like each other, dress like each other, sound like each other. You know, like in high school and elementary when you were insecure. You know, the church needs to grow up and mature individually so we can come together corporately. Everybody can't do the same thing. I can't do what the elbow do. I can't do what the eyeball do. I can't do what the knee do, especially when I'm called to be a thigh. Come on, somebody. I might be called to be a hip. I can't do what my what the fingertips need to do. I can't do that. So there's everybody got a sound. Every position has a posture. Every position has a sound. And I want you to be comfortable, Thunder. I want you to be comfortable and with your sound. Oh, God, I'm telling you right now, I just feel so free even more saying that, because, you know, so many places. And the one thing I got to say is the more you grow, the more you going to know. The more you grow, you're going to see the diversity, the division in the body of Christ, the separation, the jealousy and all of that. And we're supposed to be united on one accord. You know what I'm saying? And that's why it's so important. People don't understand the cost in preaching the gospel. It costs Jesus something. It costs Peter something. It costs Paul something. It costs Timothy. It costs Stephen something. Come on, Timothy. Come on, Stephen. I hear you too. I mean, it costs Mary something. It costs them something. Because, you know, the sound, people don't like the sound, your posture in faith, your posture in belief, your posture in obedience, your posture in I don't care what you think about me, but as for me and my house, we gonna serve the Lord. Your posture in I don't have nothing else to lose, because as for me, I would die preaching the gospel. I would die speaking what he told me to say. I would die doing what he wants me to do unto death. When you get to that place, it is what thus say the Lord, and nothing else matters. And I'm telling you, that sound that you have, it may not be for everybody. Because just think about Jesus. It wasn't for the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They wouldn't pick it up. But those that were in the valleys, those that were in the low places, those that were willing for wanting change, those that were looking for a savior, their ears heard the sound of God. They heard it. And so your few might be 100,000 before it's all said and done. All you got to do is be faithful over your sound. Love who you are. Love what God has done for you. Love who you are. Love the sound that comes out from you. Embrace your uniqueness. Embrace your quirkiness. I know I'm not never putting it down. I'm not going to get back in bondage when God set me free. Whom the Son has set free is free indeed. It's time to walk in boldness. It's time to stand still in God and sound out the and walk away and ignore the sound. The Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee. I'm telling you, what God put in my heart this morning, and when he put it in my heart, I mean, I didn't know all of this would come out, even though I felt it. I didn't know all of this would come out. But on Clubhouse tonight, on Gina R. Prince, we're going to talk more about it. We're going to get into the scriptures in 1 Corinthians. We're going to get into the teaching about the cliques, what the Bible say about cliques. We're going to talk about what Paul told the Corinthian church about cliques. Come on, somebody. We're going to get into it. We're going to talk about the sound, the thunder. We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about Elijah. Come on, Elijah. I hear you talking. I hear you. You know, when he said, when he thought he was the only one, hey, that sound wasn't for everybody. Come on, somebody. It isolated Elijah where he thought he was the only one. Come on, somebody. Sometimes it's going to cost, all the time it's going to cost you something. It's going to cost you separation. Come on, somebody. It's going to cost you to be rejected. It's going to cost you to be abandoned. It's going to cost you to be ignored, talked about. Oh, character slander. Come on, somebody. You remember they called Jesus a Beelzebub. Bob, come on, somebody. Oh, God, y'all ain't ready for this. Go on Clubhouse tonight at 6 o'clock and hear the truth. It's time to go ahead and embrace your sound. in the name of Jesus. And I just speak that over you. I'm believing God to deliver you and have boldness to stand for righteousness, that you will embrace being peculiar and set apart, that you will embrace the anointing that's upon you that destroys yokes and set the captives free. Come on, somebody. It's just not about us. Who cares about our comfort zone? Haven't we had enough time frolicking in the world system and doing it the way we wanted, being around the cliques that we thought we should be in our comfort zone? Isn't it time? Come on, church, wake up. It is time to be peculiar. It's time to get confident in who you are so we can come together and form a oneness in Christ. Come on, somebody. Unity, oneness, serving on kingdom, in kingdom as it is on earth as it is in heaven. Come on, somebody. It's time now to surrender and just let God have his way. Move and live and have your being by his spirit. I love you so much, and may the blood of Jesus cover you. May the good Lord protect you. I say shalom to you with lots of love. I can't tell you how much I love you. I love you so much because I love the way the Father loves. And I'm telling you, sometimes separation is good. I want to encourage somebody that's listening that might feel like they just so connected that they can't separate. Separation is good because sometimes you got to separate yourself in this walk, in this journey, so you can hear clearly from God, so you can sit on the potter's table and let the potter have his way in your life. Because he said in the word in the New Testament now, I will complete the good work that I've started in you. Come on, somebody. Don't you want the good work to be completed? I know I do. I don't want to be incomplete no more. I want to be whole, representing his glory, representing his truth, representing his anointing. Oh God, he trusted us with it, that he imparted it into us. That was part of the deal. That's a part of the inheritance. Let us be good stewards and vessels over what God wants, not what man wants. Because man, I know I didn't know what I needed. I never knew what I needed. And see, a lot of people don't know what they need. They know what they want. And see, God knows what we need. Even the things we think we need, God says he will supply all of our need, all of our need according to his riches and glory. When there is a need, God supplies it. So when we think we need something, God is saying, why are they worrying about that? They don't need that right now. This is how we need to be connected with him, that we are allowing him to dwell within us, around us, and he can use us so mightily. I just wanted to encourage you. Oh Lord, I don't even know how I got the strength. And that ain't nothing but the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, that ain't nothing but the Holy Ghost. I've been moving all morning. So listen, we're gonna take a commercial break. I love you guys, and then we're gonna come back with Jeffrey Hill. Oh, may y'all be blessed. We'll be right back after these messages.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Have you heard about the Life in the Spirit devotionals? Life in the Spirit is a collection of teaching devotionals that shatters the work of the enemy who attempts to hold you back from reaching your full potential. The first set is called the Solid Rock Series. These four devotionals help you build a strong foundation to stay rooted and grounded in Christ. You'll learn what it means to be a child of God, how to have the faith that moves mountains, how you can experience true freedom in Christ, and how to step into your purpose and destiny. The second set is called the Holy Spirit Series. These four devotionals help you build an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. You'll be guided into encounters with the Holy Spirit, learn to go deeper into His presence, understand and receive the Holy Spirit baptism, and learn to war powerfully in the Spirit. You get all eight devotionals from Life in the Spirit for only $30 plus free shipping. Save 80% now with this special offer. Go to lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Hello, this is gospel recording artist Tashay Sayas, all the way from Waco, Texas, and you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
They don't look like me. They don't sound like me. Okay, we done got... Oh, who was that, Doug? You... All right, we're back, y'all. I'm talking to Instagram. I'm sorry. Listen, we got Jeff Hill with us. Yay, Jeffrey Hill. He's a personal consultant, and he's going to talk about Bitcoin. He's going to talk about money, investments, and all of that good stuff. How you doing, Jeffrey?
I am doing awesome. How are you? How are you today?
I'm good. Let's slow it down a little bit because okay. It's just us on today, so we got time. So how are you doing? Are you still in Colombia?
Yes, ma'am. We are actually, we went from Medellin. Now we're in Santa Marta, Colombia, which is on the coastline. So we're getting the opportunity to enjoy the beach a little more.
Oh, that's so cool. I know you guys are traveling all year, so there's no rush, right? You're just kind of taking
right.
it easy.
Right. That's the beauty of being able to do, even if it's not a one-year honeymoon, but it's an extended trip for most people. The
right.
ability to be able to slow it down makes a world of a difference, because have you ever taken a vacation and you need a vacation from your vacation by the time you make it home? It's
oh,
like, I've
right.
done so much.
Yeah, you guys should
I
be
need
good.
More time to relax. Yeah, so, you know, but that's a double-edged sword, because sometimes, since we still work remote, I try to keep it as normal as a schedule as possible, and I know the further we get away from the United States, as the time changes,
Jeffrey,
that's going to be completely
are you
different.
Here?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I
can
hear
you. Me?
Go ahead.
Yes, as we get further away from the United States, the time difference can make it harder, especially when there's an 8 to 12-hour time difference. So I try to keep as
yeah.
normal of a schedule as we travel.
Okay. Well, I'm excited about your journey. I think it's really, you know, really, really exciting and really unique and different and cool and, you know, just keep on. I'm praying for you always because you're part of the team. But you got Financial Five. What you got for us today? Let's talk about this money and tell your wife I said hello.
All right. I definitely will do that. All right. So let's get into the world of crypto, since that was mentioned. A lot of you probably are trying to figure out what in the world is going on. I've been hearing all this cool stuff about cryptocurrencies, and now all of a sudden when I finally jump in, my investments went south, and that might be the case for a lot of people, okay? Investments, sometimes if you are trying to make a what's called a quick flip, that means you want to get in and get out, timing is everything. The unfortunate part about the market is you don't really know what the best time is to get in, okay? So people sometimes panic buy on the way up, and they panic sell on the way down. So right now, a lot of things that you might be invested in are low. Bitcoin, for example. The last time I was on, I think Bitcoin was hovering around $60,000 a coin, and it dropped to as low as 47, I believe. And right now it's hovering around 54,000. Okay. So somebody might say, well, I thought Bitcoin was the next best thing since gold, right? Which it still can be, but you have to understand Bitcoin is still relatively new, and cryptocurrencies are still relatively new, even though we've been hearing about them for about 10 years now. The mass adoption is not there. There are more and more companies and big banks that are flooding into the markets, and they're buying a lot of Bitcoin and alternative coins, but doesn't mean it's immune to any kind of regulation. So a lot of what's been happening, number one, Biden, okay? The Biden administration, they've been trying to figure out how to tax Bitcoin and how to make it reportable for a while. So with them talking about making it basically a federal offense and tax evasion for big companies
what?
And big banks to park their money there, that made the market say, wait a minute, wait. let's not buy as much right now because we're not trying to be on the chopping block for any kind of fraud, right? The other part about it is monetary policy in terms of increasing capital gains tax, okay? Capital gains tax can be anywhere from 15-20%, or 0, 15, or 20%, depending on how much income you make. Well, you might have saw that they're talking about raising the capital gains tax to 39.6%, which is what the federal tax rate used to be. The top federal tax rates used to be. But they're only talking about doing it for people over $1 million or more in income. So a lot of you say, ooh, okay, great. I'm nowhere near $1 million. That's not going to touch me. Well, this is the problem that most people face when they want to vote on taxing the rich. They feel like we're only going to identify just the rich. I'm not rich. I don't ever have to worry about that. But sometimes you don't read the bills and these legislations enough to understand that there's nothing stopping them from making this an overall tax for anybody. Because the misconception is if we just tax all the people with money, they move this money to the other side, that will balance the scales. And that's not true because rich people typically don't work for money. So a lot of the benefits of their money is in portfolio income or passive income, which can typically be taxed lower. This is why they want to target capital gains tax, because if I know I make over $1 million and I have to pay 37% taxes, but if I have portfolio income or I'm taking capital gains income and I'm only paying 15-20%, what do you think I want my money coming from? The one that's taxed lower, right? Natural.
Yeah.
And that's just easy math. So if we increase the amount of money that you have to pay on taxes from those lower taxable financial tools, then great. We can capture that part of the income taxation that we need. Bitcoin being not a U.S.-based currency, if you
reach out to you next week,
how can we start to get in on that money? So that's why this year, if you have, well, technically, actually, if you have any Bitcoin, if you bought, sold, traded, or whatever, on your 1040 form when you find your taxes, you have to admit that. And if you don't, they're making it a federal offense if you do not tell them that you have Bitcoin. Because the beauty of Bitcoin is it's not traceable.
Even if you only got $20 worth?
If you bought and sold or whatever, they want to know about it.
Wow.
And if you don't.
Thank you for letting me know that for next year taxes.
Right?
Yeah.
So, you know, we still don't know exactly, you know, what it's going to look like, how they're going to tax it, and what all the rules are, because this is still new. You know, because if you think about traditional investments, if I go buy some stock and I hold that stock for more than 12 years in one day, essentially, then great. I pay long-term capital gains tax, which would be anywhere from 0 to 20%, depending on my income. If I buy this stock and I sell it within a year, that is short-term capital gains, and now I'm paying ordinary income taxes, which, depending on your income, could be up to 37%. So there's a lot of little moving parts, and we still don't know exactly what's going to happen with the taxation of crypto, because in one mind, I should be able to buy this Bitcoin, and if I'm holding it, I should never have to worry about a taxation standpoint because I haven't actually sold it. And there are some companies that say the only time you should pay taxes is when you convert the Bitcoin into fiat currency, which is what we know today, our dollars and cents, and spend it that way. So the loophole that some people have been trying to utilize is saying, if I have this platform that allows me to swipe this card as if I was deducting it from my bank account, but it's coming from my crypto. So since I never actually go through the process of converting the crypto into fiat currency, like if I took money out of the ATM, then that shouldn't be a taxable event because I'm spending crypto, not fiat dollars. So there have been a lot of people that are trying to create some creative workarounds, but we still just don't know how the government is going to play out on this one. So that's why from a investing standpoint, you might see some of the coins a lot lower. Now let's talk about traditional investing. Or before, do you have any questions, Dr. Gina? I know I kind of just spelled out a lot, but I'm trying to get some.
Yeah, because I mean, I wanted to kind of talk a little bit today. I wanted to know, like, okay, so I invested in Bitcoin, and then I invested in some other, I think three or four different things. Like, one is Amazon, and then two others. And so I noticed a gain in that, but a lowering in Bitcoin. And that was after a week of checking. So, like you said, you're saying that something happened with Bitcoin with the government, and that caused people to just kind of hold up a little bit.
Oh, yeah. So there were several moving parts. In China, they had a big power outage in China. So a lot of miners, and a miner, if you ever hear the term Bitcoin mining, essentially what's happening is there are people that are trying to solve complex algorithms for the Bitcoin blockchain. And blockchain is a technology that all of these transactions flow through. Well, a transaction needs to be verified. So the security of the blockchain is the fact that it can't be hacked. Because let's say, Dr. Gina, I want to send you some Bitcoin. I go on my Cash App or my exchange. I have your wallet address, which is like your bank account number, if you will, and I send it to you. Well, that goes through a few different checks and balances, if you will, because it has to make sure it's a legit transaction, okay? Mm. And it's not just verified by one person. It's typically verified by multiple. So whoever is solving these complex checks and balances, if you will, they're called miners, okay? So that's what makes sure what I'm sending to you is a legit transaction, and it's backed by Bitcoin, if you will. Well, if you have a power outage, that means those miners can't do their job. So that means transactions are not going to be verified as fast. So big power outage in China, boom, that slowed a lot of Bitcoin down. Then all the regulations. And there are some companies that are trying to stop the sale of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency altogether. They're trying to ban it. And it's just one of those things where it's a lot harder to do, because somebody can simply use a VPN, a virtual private network, and say, hey, I'm in, I don't know, India right now. So anything that I can do in India, I can do from anywhere in the world if I use a VPN. So that's how some people are still allowing to, you know, I guess trade and buy and sell cryptocurrencies. So you have that happening in China. Some of the governments are saying, no, we don't want to deal with crypto right now. They're trying to stop, because as we know it, China is a superpower when it comes to cryptocurrency. Even though in like mainland China, they've been trying to ban it, it's still the superpower. Okay.
Okay.
So when you think about China's dominance in terms of everything, if China owns the mass market share, or I hate to say the word control, because Bitcoin is decentralized, but if they're the front runner, let's say if they're the front runner in using digital currency, then that makes them a threat to the U.S. dollar, and technically could be to any other fiat currency, because digital moves a lot faster. Okay, I don't know if I talked about it on the show before, but I remember posting a meme, and it showed $1 billion worth of gold. So think about how heavy gold is.
Yeah.
$1 billion worth of gold. Then it showed $1 billion worth of cash. Think about how heavy that is. Then it showed a QR code, which everybody by now should know what a QR code is, of Bitcoin. I mean, a QR code can be about the size of your thumb, or like a postage stamp. And that one QR code could have represented $1 billion worth of Bitcoin. So think about how powerful that is and how easy it is to move money around now versus the dollar, the fiat currency, and the gold currency, if you will. So everything is changing. And as regulations start to come out, understanding starts to come out, adoption starts to come out, you're going to see a big shift to people wanting to use more digital. Because the idea is, I should be able to send you money right now, Dr. Gina, for whatever I want to in a matter of a couple of seconds, just because. I should not have to go through a third-party person, a middleman, trying to say, well, hey, why are you sending her $1,000? Because I wanted to. you know? And yeah. That's why so many people started to go to the Bitcoin, because they wanted to do business. They wanted to have digital currency that wasn't going through the central banking system, because they wanted to do business. And one of the first right. transactions was somebody who bought two pizzas that were worth, like, I don't know, like $17 and some change, which if you understand the value of Bitcoin now, that cost that person multiple hundreds of millions of dollars to buy those two pizzas. Right.
Wow.
So it's starting to change a lot, but a lot of people are starting to go into altcoins. Personally, I know you guys have probably heard of Dogecoin, D-O-G-E. That started, I think, like in 2017 or something, as a meme. It was just like a little fake thing. And then Elon Musk started tweeting about it, and other celebrities started to tweet about it. And all of a sudden, Doge had one of his biggest days last week. I personally made, I think, $1,800 in a matter of a day from buying this coin. And I think I spent maybe $300 to buy it, and it turned into $1,800. So when you hear stories like that, people get excited and say, ooh, let me go ahead and rush into that. But that doesn't mean you're coming at the right time, okay? Because in cryptos, there's something called pump and dump.
Uh-huh.
Pump and dump is where I pump up the noise around this particular coin. I create a lot of buzz around it. I get some celebrityism. Mm. I get some stuff happening. And let me go ahead and maybe I'm holding a lot of positions or a lot of coins. And as the price drives up, I'm going to eventually sell because I've pumped up the value.
Wow.
And now let me dump my shares. Now, this is not just something that's unique to crypto. This has been done in the stock space for a while. I have a video where Jim Cramer, I believe it is, which most people maybe have seen the squawk box on like MSNBC Money. And this guy, he's very boisterous, and he's talking about, you know, yeah, we used to do this all the time. We would call, and we would essentially start a rumor about a company that something was going to happen and get them to drive the price down when they bought.
Dirty, so this, dirty. This,
well, yeah, this stuff has been going on for decades because it can literally happen, right? Now, this is the exact same thing, but there's no regulations really inside of the cryptocurrency space. So it can be more dangerous. And the allure of making these quick riches are really attractive to people. They really are. I literally know another example where let me preface this. In the stock game, there's something called IPO, initial public offering. This is when a private company now goes public and they're listed.
You're
on the
breaking
stock
up a little bit, and you're breaking up, and let's do three more minutes, and then we gotta get your social media and everything, because we gotta move on to DJ Spivey's segment. But we couldn't hear you, so can you repeat that part?
Yeah. So IPO, initial public offering, is when a stock company typically goes listed on the stock exchange, like Walmart. Walmart could have been private, and now they're going to go public, okay?
Wow.
In cryptocurrency, it's called ICO, initial coin offering. This is where this coin is first listed on an exchange. I've seen where people have dropped maybe $400 down, and they turned it into $12,000 in a matter of days or even minutes sometimes. So I want people to understand that stuff exists. But if you got, let's say, 4,000 different coins out there, you have no idea which coin is going to be the next one. Everything is all speculation. So you can be in the trading groups and all that, and sometimes you can get lucky on it. But do not make that luck. Don't think that luck is something that you can continue to ride, because it gives you that casino mentality of, ooh, I made a lot of money. Now let me start going into a lot of other stuff. Okay.
God first, y'all. Put God first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all things will be added unto you. He'll give you the wisdom and give you discernment. So please don't go into this, especially if you are a believer. Don't do nothing without God. Mm-hmm. That was just a public announcement.
Right. But listen, I give you this to give you guys a little clarity on what's going on. Crypto, stock investing, it's not a bad space to be in if you truly understand what you are doing. But like I've been saying the last several times I've been on here, don't get so excited about the hype that you don't care to learn. Okay.
Yeah.
Get away from this quick rich mentality of I just want to jump in and this thing gonna be the windfall. And because if your financial IQ does not increase with the amount of money that you earn, you're going to be right back broke.
Right.
That's just the way the system is designed. That's why you have to increase your financial IQ.
Love it. Tell everybody where they can follow you and get more, you know, because you got the information. Maybe you can lead them right to the way to get, more tools and stuff like that. Tell them where they can follow you.
Awesome. Okay. You can follow me on HFG Inc. on Instagram, or you can also go to the Hill Financial Group on Facebook. Send me a message. I literally can get you started into a crypto program that costs you less than, I think, $60 to get in, and it teaches you some of the basics of learning crypto. You even buy a little crypto to get into the program, so you have a little money at work, and then there's videos for you to go in there and learn. And you can even, I'll even give you access to white label some videos and sell them for people who want to learn other things like Zoom or Instagram or something like that. So this is a great way for you to get in and put a little money at work, but more importantly, to increase your financial IQ. The more you put into your financial IQ, the better for you. So HFG Inc. on Instagram, Hill Financial Group Inc. on Facebook, or you can always shoot me a text message, 501-291-0708. Again, that is 501-291-0708. And this is Jeff Hill with Hill Financial Group.
All right, Jeffrey Hill. Thank you so much. Everybody's loving the information. Go and contact him right away. Love you so much. We're going to take a commercial break, and then we're going right into DJ Spivey's hip hop. Why do I keep saying hip hop? Gospel House Mix. Forgive me, DJ Spivey. I'm sorry. Gospel House Mix is coming up right after the commercial break.
You are a child of God. His faith in you can move mountains. Your freedom comes from Christ alone, and you were picked by God and sealed with a purpose and destiny. To be everything God created you to be, I encourage you to order our foundational series from Life in the Spirit. It's time to live the supernatural life God ordained for you. When you live your life in the Spirit, you'll walk hand in hand with God to fulfill your calling. Order this series now at lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
Yeah. the people whose hearts delight in the ways of the Lord. For your goodness and your mercy shines forever. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. What you've done for me. Jesus, you're the one.
Show. I'm so glad for you, DJ Dave Spivey. You rock all the time. Love you. Go and check him out on Instagram and YouTube. DJ Dave Spivey. DJ Dave underscore Spivey Radio. Go and check him out. DJ Dave Spivey. Also, thank you. Shout out to Jeffrey Hill, always giving us that, oh man, it'd be the bomb words of knowledge, okay, on finances, crypto, and Bitcoin, and all of that stuff. I'm telling you, internet investment, money transfer is coming down through us, to us, through the internet. It's just going to be technology. I'm just believing that. That's just the way we're going. So you got to keep up with all of that stuff. So thank you, Jeffrey Hill, for that. Ministerial Minute, the devil trying to steal your sound. Don't let him do it, y'all. Tune in with me on Clubhouse tonight at 6 o'clock. Gina R. Prince on Clubhouse. Check me out tonight so we can hear what thus say the Lord about the topic. All right, you guys, I want you to live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. Until next time, I'm loving you. Bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Check.